This is Dave Jones for HeartlandMotorsports.com. We're at the Lee County Speedway Awards Banquet tonight. We're with the IMCA Stock Car Champion for 2011 at the Lee County Speedway, Matt Greiner from Washington. Matt, thanks for talking with us.
Hey, thank you. Thanks. Good to be here.
Matt, what a great season you had. 13 point starts at the Lee County Speedway, two wins, but 11 top fives out of those 13 starts. And I'll tell you what, in that stock car class, that's saying a lot.
Yeah, it's tough. Tough class, you know, lots of good drivers out there. You know, we had quite a few things go our way, and you know, part of that's because we, you know, did the things we needed to do to make it go our way. Maybe a little bit of luck. Boy, there's a good looking guy right there.
Love you,
Matt Greiner! Yeah, there we go. So, you know, overall, you know, I think we did what we had to do. We work hard. We work hard in the shop. We work hard, you know, in our business to be able to support this deal. And, you know, I've been driving a long time and whatnot. And, you know, just put it all together into a package and kind of see what comes out in the end. And here we are, 2 years in a row, Lee County Speedway. Feels good. Glad to be here.
Came down to just 1 point between you and Jeff Mueller, but that's no surprise because that's just about how the races are too, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he had a fast car, obviously, probably, you know, more nights than not, a little faster than mine. I'm not quite been able to get settled into this speedway quite yet. It's a little new to me still, a little tricky. We run good there, but we've held together good. We've ran consistent. We've ran up front, and you know, that last night I was off the tick, but you know, circumstances kind of led to it where we, you know, got that 1 point. And it's kind of amazing, you know, you're sitting there working on your car and you're thinking, you know, why do I do this, why do I do that? Sometimes people make fun of you for, you know, being technical, but it's like, it comes down to splitting hairs. You know, they say, well, you're splitting hairs on this setup. Well, the championship splits hairs, so that's why we do it.
You know, I don't. I know they don't have any stats on this, but I just about bet that through the season, that first to fifth in the stock car class was closer than any of the other classes. It just seems like it doesn't take much at all to get out of that top five in the stock car class. You've got to be up there.
Well, you know, the stock cars have limited grip. They have choke down motors. Holds you into a ball. You know, with the point invert, the way that it works, that's just kind of how it goes, you know. We get in a ball, speedway's only so wide, you only got so many laps, so it keeps us tight, you know. It's kind of how it's designed, and that's how it works out. Probably what makes it entertaining, what makes it fun, what makes it competitive.
How many track championships is this for you, Dino?
I believe this is the 10th track championships. 9, 10. Jason, do you know by chance?
How many? 11.
11?
Okay. Not quite as many as me, but
on a 1 to 10 scale.
Jason Cook adding in there a little bit, not as many as
me. On a 1 to 10 scale, you're an 11 for hotness, just to let you know.
All right, thanks, bud. Thank you. I think it's number 9, number 10. It's right up around there. I think we're up over 100 feature wins now in my career. You know, I don't really tout that or whatnot. I mean, you're only as good as your last run, the way I look at it. I'm already looking to next year. I mean, today we spent 6 hours scaling the car and just measuring the chassis out. I don't get all pretty. I beat some dents out this year. I'm going for 4 years in a row on the same body. You know, I mean, I'm about speed. I'm about precision. You know, I mean, and no, I'm happy as can be about what we've done up to now. But, I mean, I'm still looking forward.
I was going to ask you, as far as your off season go, is there much of an off season? How much downtime does Matt Greiner usually take from the end of the season till the time he says, let's get with it, or is there any downtime?
Yeah, you know, downtime doesn't really know me because I'm a music instructor, I'm a guitar player, and I'm a liturgical musician. So, you know, I'm playing in 10 masses alone in the next month and a half leading up till racing season. So, you know, with that and with racing, I mean, you never take a break, you know. Maybe after, fortunately for me, I mean, we've been running strong at the end of every year, the last several years. So, you know, I don't really feel the pressure to do a whole lot. But you still got to do things to prepare for the next year. And so I take maybe a couple weeks, maybe 3 or 4 weeks. Then it starts getting into, you know, mental planning or just, you know, planning, strategizing, thinking about what we're going to do, what we're going to build, how we're going to go about it. Come about December 1st or whatever, it's, you know, right back into the shop, you know, 2-3 nights a week, all over through the weekend. Building it, measuring it, checking it, you know, we build engines in our shop, so I mean, it's full time, you know, pretty much year round. Take a little bit of time off, but not much.
Who'd you have helping you this year as far as pit crew?
Tonight, most of the people that helped me were with me tonight, which is, you know, my dad, my engine builder. He helps me with the chassis. He's there every race. My dog was not there. He's been to every race with me for 9 years, except for maybe 2 or 3. He's getting up there in age. My girlfriend, Ashley. My good friend, we call him Worm, Jason Ermey. Big-time helper. I mean, drives an hour just to help on the race car, you know, and then drives home. It's awesome. But I have some people, Griner Buildings, you know, just as a company of 25 people, pretty much everybody there is there for support, you know. So Leslie's my dad's friend that's a girl, whatnot. So she helps. I mean, she's sitting there, you know, going, you know, tapping out threads or whatnot on a new engine block today. So, I mean, it's pretty cool.
She's right in there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we try to do with a limited budget. We try to do as much as we can in-house, you know, and try to make the dollar stretch as far as we can. So it comes down to a lot of work and a lot of time.
I'll tell you, I took a lot of pictures this year, but some of the ones I like the best are of your dog carrying that tire around. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that dog of yours. It goes around the pits with a tire in his mouth.
Yeah, Decimus is going on 9 years old now.
Woo! That was a highlight.
Niner's the best!
That was the highlight of the night there, wasn't it?
Pretty close. This is going to be a funny radio show. My dog is probably one of the most important things to me in the world. You know, they got this new song out now by Billy Currington about a dog. I listened to that today for one of the first times, and it reminds me so much. That dog has been to hundreds and probably 500 races, maybe more. I mean, this dog loves racing. He loves race cars. He's there in the shop while we're working. You know, you wish he could help or something, but I love him to death. You know, the day that he's not here anymore is going to be one of the hardest of my life. I've already, you know, thought about that, but
in his own way, he has helped.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you see him. He's a guard dog, if nothing else, you know, while we're gone. Maybe some guys want to come up and see maybe what we got in a bag of tricks or whatever. He guards the bag of tricks, put it that way. You know, while we're racing, we keep that bag of tricks in the trailer.
Who'd you have for sponsors this year on your car?
Of course, you know, Griner Buildings. I mention them every time we talk. That's number one. There's also a lot of local contractors and business around Washington. You know, there's Dahlmeier Farms, there's Griner Discount Tires, there's Griner Auto Body, Kelly Heating and Airs out of Iowa City. Spotlight Photography has been great. We barter photography for, you know, building services or whatnot. Pat Ballou, John Simring, Moore's BP Amoco. If you're ever in Washington, please get gas there. Moore's BP Amoco on the west side of town. That's the main people. Thanks to them all. You know, I know there's not a lot in it to sponsor a race car and help us out. I think a lot of them do it out of respect and just to do something good, and we appreciate it.
Matt Greiner, thanks for talking with us on HeartlandMotorsports.com. Congratulations on the IMCA Stock Car Championship 2011 at the Lee County Speedway.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I hope I'm talking to you after a lot of races next year, because that means we won.
I'm looking forward to it, Matt. Yes. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. Take care.